Regarding the laws of Shabbos, we're in the middle of Siman Reish Tzadi. Yesterday we were discussing that one of the things that one should do during the day of Shabbos is to take a nap. And no one argued with that. We're now going to see the next sif that tells us something else that one is supposed to do during this time. Acher Suda Shachris, Koivin Midrash Likros Benevim, Belidrash Bedivri Agadah. It says that a person, after they finish their Shabbos day meal, they should dedicate some time for learning. He brings specifically learning the Nevi'im or other things which are Divri Agada, stories and things of that nature. So that's something which a person should focus their attention on as well. Not just the time to take a nap and until Shabbos is over, but also a time to learn. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Medrash. Amra Torah Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah was speaking to Hashem. And of course, this doesn't mean necessarily Hashem was listening to the Torah speaking, but there was an issue that presented itself. Ribono Sha'olam, Kishiyichnasu Yisrael Aretz, when the Bnei Yisrael ultimately go into the land of Canaan and to the land of Israel, Zeratz LeKarmav Zeratz LeSadehu. It's going to be a practical issue. People are going to need to work. They're going to need to sustain themselves, go to their vineyards, to their fields. Ani matehelai. What's going to happen to me? The Torah is going to be forsaken. People are not going to learn. So Hashem said, Yeshli zug shanim zavig loch v'shabbos shmo. I have a nice zivug, a pair, something which you'll be able to connect yourself with, and that's Shabbos. Shehim batel m'malachtem v'yichol m'lasek bof, quoting the Torah. That's a time in which one is not allowed to work their fields, and therefore it's an opportunity instead to be able to learn Torah. And therefore, Shabbos, therefore, is a way to not just recharge our batteries physically, but also an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Va'ikar ye'oz lamid l'rabim eschuki ho'alkim ves torosav." That the most important thing that could be taught to the multitudes, to the kehila, is the mitzvos of Hashem and the Torah, l'horos, Hilchos Shabbos va'isva ha'mutar, to teach people the laws of Shabbos, what they're allowed to do, what you shouldn't do on Shabbos. Gam l'hamshach leiv ha'shoimim ba'agada, also to say over again, agada, various stories, which will be l'hamshach leiv, which will bring a person a greater thirst and interest in learning and listening. Hamadrichim ha'sa'odim li'ir ha'shemayim, ultimately to be able to get a person to fear Hashem just a bit more. Yukri'isa b'yalkud reish parshas v'yakel, it says over there, which talks about Shabbos as well. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, then Hashem said to Moshe, Asa l'cha kihilos gedolos, v'drosh lefnehem b'ramim hilcha Shabbos. That you should use this opportunity of Shabbos during this time to learn the laws of Shabbos. L'horos Yisrael Yisrael Heter, v'lo k'mosh nohagin achshav. Even though it's not something which we necessarily do now, that we specifically earmark Shabbos to teach those halachos, we're learning them today. There are other things that one could learn, and just as a plug, one of the things that we began is on 8:30, we're learning the Haftorah and its connection to the Torah reading. So for those who are able to come, it's certainly another opportunity to be able to learn, as the Shulchan Aruch clearly says, Likros b'Nevi'im. There's an Indian of learning Nach on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Yerushalmi, says, Lo nitnu shabbosos v'yamim tovim Yisrael elo kidei lasak behem haTorah. The real purpose of Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course, there's an Indian of Oneg, of enjoying the Shabbos, but it's also to reconnect to Torah. And they shekoyimos achol heim terudim emalachtim. All 6 days, we're very busy. We have a lot of things that we have to do. The ein lehem panai lasek bo bekvius. Even those that are kaveitin learn here and there, but it's just not the same because you have so many other responsibilities. It was Shabbos named Penuim and Malacha on Shabbos, which is the bracha that we don't do work. We're able to just focus our attention on spiritual matters. Yechum Lasik Bo Karoi. Then we can learn in the proper fashion. Lefichok, therefore, he says, Osir lo lefanos atzma b'divri Torah v'kvoa sudasu b'shar shadarshi v'beis medrash divri Torah b'rabim. In the time where there are shiurim, it's recommended very highly that a person, instead of just continuing a long seudah, to be able to take that opportunity to go to one of the many shiurim that are available. Now, yakdim oso, yakhar oso, you should get there early, you get there late, whatever entails to learn. V'zehu tochachas megulol osan ha'nashim shemetayolan b'esahi b'shvakim v'rechovos. There are some people that enjoy going on nice walks to the in the street, which is, of course, a form of Oneg Shabbos, but at the same time, there's a time and place for everything. And if a person has the opportunity to do that, but also to attend a shir, it's something in which clearly is more than just suggested. The Ramah, which we'll conclude with, discusses the difference between Balabatim and those Talmid Chachamim, those that learn on a regular basis. So you would maybe think Talmid Chachamim should probably focus even more attention on Shabbos to learning. This is what he says. We'll conclude with these words. Upualim u'balibatim, shein oiskim b'Torah kol yimei ha'shvua. A lot of people, they're not able to learn all week. So therefore, the Ramah says, yasku yosir b'Torah b'Shabbos, mitalmidi chachamim ha'oskim b'Torah kol yimei ha'shvua. Those talmidi chachamim who are blessed and have the opportunity to learn all 6 days, so for them on Shabbos, for them not to learn, okay, obviously they also have to learn, but they have the opportunity to learn the other 6 days. Bali Batim and Po'alim, those who are engaged in work, who don't have that same opportunity, should really utilize the Shabbos to every moment as much as possible. It says, Talmid Chachamim Yamshichu Yosef Be'onig Achilu Shtiksas. It's an advantage of being a Talmid Chacham, that a person is able to focus their attention on enjoying the food and drink, ksas, a little bit. Dahari heim is angin belimudim koime hashvua, because they're so engaged in learning all week, and therefore for ourselves, it certainly could die to be able to take advantage of the Shabbos as much as possible.